And this is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. The city of Denver could end up paying millions of dollars to people who were arrested during the 2020 George Floyd protests. They say police only targeted protesters, not other people, for violating curfew, which they say violates their First Amendment rights. In the latest of a series of costly claims involving Denver police, dating back to 2020, including one where $14 million was awarded to protesters. The city council is set to approve the claim Monday. Nearly 100 people are hospitalized with COVID-19 in Colorado. That's the highest number in 3 months. CPR's John Daly reports.
That's up more than 40 from 3 weeks ago, but it's far below a pair of pandemic peaks above 1,600, which badly strained hospitals. The number of cases is rising as well, though the number of people testing for COVID is far fewer than earlier. More than a dozen utilities are showing a steady increase in the virus being detected in wastewater, including ones in Denver, Castle Rock, Grand Junction, and Telluride. A variant called EG5 makes up a growing share of cases, nearly a third in the most recent data. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
And the Denver School Board this week approved the firing of the principal at McAuliffe International School. The board overwhelmingly backed the decision by the superintendent that sparked student and staff protests. DPS says Kurt Dennis was fired for violating student privacy laws during a TV interview. This is CPR News and KRCC.